It was a chance to fight, an opportunity to loot, and they rose to the bait as a speckled trout to a fly. For Thox, they were wildly enthusiastic, and before another half-hour had passed, 20-mounted messengers were speeding across Dead Sea bottoms to call the hordes together for the expedition. In 3 days we were on the march towards Odanga, 100,000 strong, as Tars Tarkas had been able to enlist the services of 3 smaller hordes on the promise of the great loot of Zodanga. At the head of the column, I rode beside the great Thark, while at the heels of my mount trotted my beloved Wulla. We traveled entirely by night, timing our marches so that we camped during the day at deserted cities where, even to the beast, we were all kept indoors during the daylight hours. On the march, Tars Tarkas, through his remarkable ability and statesmanship, enlisted 50,000 more warriors from various hordes, so that, 10 days after we set out, we halted at midnight outside the great walled city of Zodanga, 150,000 strong. The fighting strength and efficiency of this horde of ferocious green monsters was equivalent to 10 times their number of red men. Never in the history of Barsoom, Tars Tarkas told me, had such a force of green warriors marched to battle together. It was a monstrous task to keep even a semblance of harmony among them, and it was a marvel to me that he got them to the city without a mighty battle among themselves. But as we neared Zodanga, their personal quarrels were submerged by their greater hatred for the red men, and especially for the Zodangans, who had for years waged a ruthless campaign of extermination against the green men, directing special attention toward despoiling their incubators. Now that we were before Zodanga, the task of obtaining entry to the city devolved upon me, and directing Tars Tarkas to hold his forces in 2 divisions out of earshot of the city, with each division opposite a large gateway, I took 20 dismounted warriors and approached one of the small gates that pierced the walls at short intervals. These gates have no regular guard, but are covered by sentries who patrolled the avenue that encircles the city just within the walls as our metropolitan police patrol their beats. The walls of Zodanga are 75 feet in height and 50 feet thick. They are built of enormous blocks of carborundum, and the task of entering the city seemed, to my escort of green warriors, an impossibility. The fellows who had been detailed to accompany me were of one of the smaller hordes, and therefore did not know me.